This Consumers Real Estate Show is brought to you by American Real Estate Media, the country's top consumer-oriented media company, bringing you all the greatest resources and latest information in all things residential real estate. Now here's your host and answer man, Barry Miller, along with consumer guy Larry Stanley.
Good morning. It is Barry and Larry, the Barry and Larry Show. Yes, we are here following the Champions of the People. What a great show today. Interference in contracts. Well, we may have something to say about that today too, Larry, but not in the political way, but rather in the business way. Can you show a property nowadays? Is it legal? Is that ruling positive or enforceable? We don't know for sure, but there are loopholes and there are many, many, many ways to use common sense and orders and the law and the past normal of a month or two ago. And common sense, please, let's have some common sense show during today's show. Speaking of common sense, Larry, before we acknowledge your hand being up to say something, let's say we are encouraging calls today because maybe some realtors, maybe some buyers, maybe some sellers, maybe some homeowners have some good experiences they want to share that's pertinent to our topic today. Please, let's have some common sense in how we're handling residential real estate.
Well, Barry, one of the things that tells me that it is legal to do all this stuff is there are hundreds of houses being purchased and sold every month still in Denver and Colorado Springs. If it were illegal, you'd think that would be drying up to zero. And they're not.
They're not. It's very, very legal to do a lot of things. It's legal for a buyer to request a showing of a home. As a matter of fact, for 100 years, it's thought to be essential. It is still essential. However, Larry, there are ways that showings can happen without physically going into the house before you put it under contract. And we're going to share as many of those ways today as possible. It may only be a handful, but how many does a buyer need?
One.
There are so many ways to handle today's market if you are a buyer or a seller. So let common sense prevail in your buying and selling decisions too. But please, please do not forget the Barry and Larry mantra. Only buy when you've analyzed the benefits to you and said, yep, it's time that I buy right now. April 18th, it's time I start buying a home. April 18th, 2020 could be a great time to buy a home, could be a great time to buy an investment property or sell. But let's not forget the mantra, only buy or sell when the benefits to you are there to buy or sell.
That's right. And, you know, you can do a lot of things without looking at a house. You can get a good feel for houses that you're interested in. But Barry, I'm just talking for me personally. I would have trouble buying a house without walking through it in the end. I don't care how many other methods there are. I personally would have trouble.
Larry, buying a house is different than putting it under contract. Right?
I agree with that statement.
So put it under contract and the next day, heck, this is even in the Denver Post this week. This is old news. Put the home under contract and the not having seen the inside except through various ways we'll talk about today, but physically not going inside, and the next day go in and that's the beginning of your inspection. It's totally legal the way the order is currently in the state, and it may be legal to see the home before you put the offer in. What if the home is vacant? But we'll cover those exceptions during the show. But Larry, we get it. But there's so many ways. 25 years ago, the buyer from Atlanta said, Barry, that's the house we want. They saw it on the MLS book. We didn't have the internet working like we do now. I took some pictures of it. mailed them the pictures, okay? They said, put it under contract, subject to us flying out to Denver to see the home. They flew out 2 weekends later and kept on track. We also met the inspector there at the same time. That's doable. So, Larry, there are all kinds of ways to see the property. We encourage you to see the property before you close on it during the inspection period. So if that's part of your inspection, you could back out of the deal if that agent's tour video didn't give you enough reality of what the house is like.
Okay. And what you have done, and I was trying to get done, is to point out to people that there are ways that you can legally do things and be comfortable with the house you're buying and view it. I'm glad we've been over this because I think that'll allow buyers to be more comfortable going through the process.
Buyers, there are so many ways to handle this. And if you want more ways, just give us a call at 303-888-3788. But more importantly than that overview, Larry, is anybody who wants to call the show, feel free to call in. The number?
303-713-8255. 303-713-8255.
We're happy to take your calls. 303-713-8255. What we said this week, Larry, today is our second weekly special snapshot. Be safe and be happy. Weakening and strengthening have occurred in these past few weeks, and we have all kinds of information that is there for our listeners. And you want a copy of the Colorado Front Range Housing Market Snapshot? If you did not get one of the hundreds and hundreds of copies that were sent out individually last night, just give us a text at 303-888-3788. If you want to be on that weekly mailing list for the snapshot, it's the Barry and Larry snapshot of the Colorado Front Range. You could also email us at truth@consumersrealestate.com. This week starts out, be safe and be happy. And then we have a little quote. Open up the restrictions a little bit, maybe. The one we're primarily focused on is the open house. Okay? No! Open house. We're glad that's shut down. There's no purpose for that anyway to sell a home. The one we're talking about, a little more common sense, a little more lobbying effort, is definitely needed because it might not even be legal. What is in place is let's open up showings with certain rules in place. We have to honor the health and medical rules and needs of the seller. Always, and of the buyer. So keep our social distance, keep smart, use common sense. But government, we're saying, open up the restrictions maybe a little bit. Consider it. So Larry, there's part of what the snapshot is about. But then we go into things like median price. The median price in Denver for a single-family detached home, $480,000. Let's see, according to the weekly data, that's not down from where it's been. Okay? It's holding its own. It's solid. As a matter of fact, this very week, precisely to get within the closest 5,000, it's 485,000. Larry, that's almost 7% higher than a year ago. But let's talk about our other market, the Colorado Springs, or the Springs as we refer to it. Its median price is how much?
It's 365,000.
Let's see, is that 6.5% to 7% higher than last year?
It's 10.6% higher.
10.6% higher than a year ago at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, the Colorado Front Range market is still a solid market. After break, we're going to come back and we're going to hear Larry's view using technology to buy your after the break. But just give us a moment or two as we take a break. On break, maybe give us a call. Call in to 303-713-8255. Good engineer producer Ryan will take your call. We're back. This is the Barry and Larry Show. Larry said, sure, I'll hold up on using technology from my comfort chair at home to buy my next home. Larry, we have Jim on the line from Franktown. Jim, hi there.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. I happen to be, we're doing very fine. I was looking up at the latest data. I happen to be on right now, home and due, looking at data, but you did not know that in any manner, shape, or form. We're doing fine. We're talking about the state just having a little bit more common sense, you know, maybe, on opening up showings of property, et cetera. So we're just not bantering heavily on it, but just saying some openness is there. But Jim, we're focused on the multiple ways that buyers can buy that home and put it under contract, and in some cases not even see it as being for sale.
Yes, we have sold several homes this week with the new normal for the short term, and that's what we call, you know, virtual showings. And what we do is agent on the line, the buying agent, the selling agent, the homeowner who actually did the Zoom go through the whole house after they had reality showings and after they had tours and floor plans. We were just doing a lot more things that I think will become more standard now, and we have the technology through Home and Do to add all of that right there at the comfort of your home, so you really get a great feel from an aerial through a virtual, through a reality, and really get to see things. And it's really exciting that I think real estate agents are entrepreneurs. They're stepping up to the pump, and they're showing within the guidelines right now of what the governor says. And so we're very, very careful about that, but we're being very safe, and I think this is working out, you know, as well as it could be. You know, my statistics come from, you know, the seven county counties.
RE Colorado.
And, right, RE Colorado, but we also have IRIS and PPAR in our statistics, and even Grand County. And they still sold 1,410 homes in the last 10 days when under contract, and that does include condominiums. But one of the things you should know is that's when they've absolutely said you cannot enter a house with an in-person showing when the homeowner is there.
Yes. And the key, when the homeowner is there, let's see, homeowners have a right to go to the grocery store. We have a right to coordinate a showing when the seller is at the grocery store. As a, for instance, what hardworking agents, leading edge realtors, that's what they do. And then the interactive walkthroughs. And then, and Jim, I like what you said. And, oh, no, wait a minute. How many buyers really get to go up and see the home aerial view in reality? Larry has bought 11 homes, so Larry has looked at a lot of homes as he's purchased 11 family primary residences. Larry, did you ever have an overview of the home?
Nope, never have. Technology wasn't there.
Would that be wonderful to see what's all around it? So there are new technology. There are hardworking, leading-edge realtors out there, Jim. Thank you for being one of them and for having many, many on your team in the RE/MAX Masters office. Anything else, Jim, for the good? I was looking into some of the COVID data because I go each week, even though it comes up daily, I go at least once a week to the Home and Due website and see the different age categories on what's happening. I want to give a little report on that, Larry, if you go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Here's the deal. Here's how to remember it. Listeners of the show, age 80 and above make up 50% of the deaths in Colorado from COVID. 50%. Now, let's go 10 years below that. 70 to 80, 25%. How about 10 years below that? We cut it in half again, approximately 12.5%, slightly above 12.5%. In those three age categories, we have 12.5%, Larry. But in those three age groups, we have 87.5% of the deaths from COVID in Colorado. Larry has a comment. Watch it.
This is trouble, Barry. Watch it. My wife, now I understand why my wife wanted me to wear a big target on the back of my...
Hey, right. But Jim, other things on residential real estate. We have another caller following you.
Yeah, no, I would tell you that we're selling houses. We're really excited about the future. I think the governor understands the necessity of selling real estate, and it takes an in-person showing most of the time, but we're being very, very safe. And at RE/MAX Masters, we really care about the consumer. So thanks for your show, Barry, because you guys do a great job of letting the consumers know what's happening currently in the market.
Yeah, and your proof of what's happening, it's a very, very good happen. Jim, how about sharing your phone number?
Yeah, you have listeners. Sure, you can call me at 3600. Go to jimwonsek.com, and you can search the real estate all in Colorado in real time without anybody trying to bombard you or try to ask you for questions. It gives you the great information that we have for our office.
Jim, thanks again. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. He can be reached at 303-887-1600. Thank you much. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Next, we have Steve? David. Yeah. Good. How are you today?
Well, I'm perfect. I'm an old fart.
You've got a target on your back also then, huh?
Yeah, I'm in that group that you were just talking about, and I listen to you guys every Saturday morning. I want you to know I respect your opinions, and I have a couple of quick questions.
Sure, absolutely.
One quick one for sure is on the Colorado snapshot. Can you give me the last four? Give me that number one more time, and tell me exactly what that
shot of the Colorado Front Range housing market. During the show today, we're attempting to get all of the bullet points out. The first one is weakening has occurred rather well since March 1st. Then we give the median prices. Then we have a topic, COVID-19's biggest impact, because it has an impact. It has had an impact on reduction of houses going under contract, but not an elimination by any means. There are all kinds of homes being sold. So it's a quick, what would you call it, Larry? A quick
synopsis,
Reader's Digest on one page in the Front Range, primarily Denver and Colorado Springs. And it's free. No follow-up, not selling names or anything like that. The number to call to text in that you want it is 303-888-3788.
All right, I thought here, maybe you can respond to this one. I've lived in Parker in Raleigh Downs for 25 years, and it's not finished, so the floor and the wall, the drywall.
Larry? Never mind. I typically, not having seen it, would say to have it repaired and looking in good shape. But here's why, as that's a general comment, because the bathrooms are sometimes at the second most important rooms that people look at when buying the home. First room and most important most of the time is the kitchen. And then the bathrooms come next, as well as the floor plan. But I'd be happy to come out and look at it, no cost, no obligation, not have to be fixed. It just depends how we could look like a good professional work in progress and put a disclaimer explaining this is fully fixing the small leak that we had, the leak is repaired, etc. So, David, there is a 10 to 50% chance you would not have to do it. Larry?
And Barry, there's another reason why he might want to consider doing it now, which is his homeowner's insurance will cover the repairs if it's over the deductible, and it probably is. So you want to get that done before
we already have the insurance coverage, but as I was alluding to in my comments, we had some problems with contractors and unreliable work, poor quality, and so on. And that's really a dilemma when you get a house, up in age and thinking repairs start with the usual things that need to be done. We have repair people that and it causes even more issues. So, but that's a question I have. But I thank you for your comments,
and I will
continue to listen to you guys.
I enjoy you
very much.
David, thank you for listening. Thanks for calling in. And again, my concluding comment for you is: don't hesitate to call. We, especially on older homes, we you. Positioning furniture, give you comments on staging a room with furniture that you already own and have, with decluttering comments, but also on remodeling. Should you go too much? Because what if you change the bathroom in a certain way and it makes the rest of the house look not so tied in, not so your view? Let's start off with Larry's view,
and then we'll go to Barry's world
if we have time. But otherwise, feel free to call in and make sure we don't get to Barry's world today.
Please,
please. Larry says please call in, but do if you have a question, give us a call, 303-713-8255.